Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm so glad that you joined me this evening. Let me give you some phone numbers to give me a call. It's 1-877-876-5227 in the U.S., 1-530-876-3222, direct line, and for around the world would be 888-815-9756. I was on the Dr. Fred Bell show last night. He calls me his sidekick, and we had a great time and a great show. And we were discussing a lot of information that he's coming forth with. And what I want to discuss tonight, I'm going to be between June 6th and June 8th, we're having a summer seminar at Laguna Beach with Dr. Fred. He's going to be showing a lot of his light shows, and we're going to be discussing the projectors, the nuclear receptor, what we're going to be discussing tonight. And it should be a great time. Let me give you that phone number. It's www.paradyne.com. It's P-Y-R-A-D-Y-N-E. And it's 800-729-2603 if anybody is interested in going to the summer seminar. He's going to have some good people there, so it should be a lot of fun. Also, what I wanted to discuss tonight, there's two people that I worked on, I think about 3 or 4 months ago, and I really wanted to know how they were doing. One was in Washington, D.C., a young lady who had called me going around, I guess it's the Circle in Washington, and as we were talking, her car died out. She didn't get it started, so she needed to call AAA. And there was another gentleman from Switzerland or Sweden that I was talking to. And as I was doing some work on him, his lights went off in his home. And as soon as I got finished, his lights went back on again. So if he's out there and if she's out there, please give me a call. I'm sort of interested to find out how you guys are doing. What we need to discuss tonight, or what I would like to discuss tonight, is the projector, the receptor, and the nuclear receptor. I wear both together. I have, matter of fact, I'm wearing the projector right now, and I'm wearing my receptor. And both of them together are quite potent. One is enough, but it seems like both of them are quite potent. And I'm able to see a little bit more. And what I'm doing, I'm sitting in my living room and I'm looking at my projectors in the room. And last night we had a lot of fun. I was remote viewing my room and telling Fred exactly what I was seeing in terms of the room. It was really a lot of fun. What I noticed is that all the lights that were on the pyramids, on the large projectors, which are about, I believe, 9 inches long, were on, and it was pure white light coming out of them. And also, there are two stones. They look like diamonds. They're not diamonds. They're just two stones. And they were bright light, and the energy that was coming through and emitting to the center of the room was the light of a rainbow, which is quite interesting. It was extremely bright and very, very beautiful in my fantasy room. And so that was really a lot of fun to do and to discuss that on the radio. I guess the interesting thing about the projectors are that I've used them for quite a while now in my room. And I guess I could start at the beginning, which was really a lot of fun for me. I'm sort of Fred's guinea pig, and I got my projectors, all four of them, and I put them in my room and set them up about 6 feet off the floor. That's what my intuition told me, and I heard this beautiful voice tell me what to do. And it was very interesting because when we did that, or when I did that, The next day I had my clients come in, and my first client came in, was on the table, and I was massaging her, and the Andromedans came into the room. There were four of them, actually three of them, excuse me. And one was 6 feet tall, one was about 9 feet tall, and the other was, I would say, was 7 feet tall. And they stayed in my room for quite some time and watched what I was doing with my client. And the following day, the 9 foot Andromedan came into the room. He put his hand out, or she, they were pure white light. And I was taken to Andromeda. It was quite interesting. It was a wonderful trip. It was so fast. And I was standing in front of a council, and what they were asking me, I don't know. I have no idea. But it was very interesting that they put me into, it looks like a crystal, the only way I could tell you, it looked like a crystal coffin, but of course it was not a coffin, but it looked like that. And I was put in a solution that looked like water, and I was breathing through it, and just trying to refresh my memory. And what happened was is that when I came out of the water, my chakras were twice as big. And I've been able to do a tremendous amount of energy work after that that was able to really help a lot of people even more. So what I've been doing with this energy is I've been able to go into the spine. I've been able to look at the spine and inside the spine and outside the spine. The brain, I've been able to look at the energy of the cells, the atomic structure. And then about 3-4 months after that, maybe even 5 months, I noticed that my my cells, the mitochondria, which is the center cell, which is the energy cell, was twice as big. And what reason for that, I have no idea, but I've been able to do a lot of different things with that. And it becomes very automatic after a specific amount of time. So, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Marjorie. How are you?
Oh, Marjorie. Hi. How you doing?
I told you I'd call you.
Yes, you did. This
how
is
Marjorie doing?
Cole. Hi.
That's
wonderful, honey. I'm so glad you're on the phone.
Yeah, I just want, you know, I had to call and tell you, boy, it was wonderful talking to you. What was it, Thursday?
Yeah, it was great. Thursday. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was wonderful, and I had a wonderful feeling for 2 days that carried.
Yeah. That was wonderful. I'm so glad that you felt better after the work.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, we'll have to get together. You'll have to come to Rochester.
Yes, I'm wanting to go to the Sacred Grove.
Ah, well, we'll do that again. We had a blast last time when we were there, and it was really a lot of fun. I was with
Valerie
Olmsted, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and we walked through the Sacred Groves. Valerie sat down, and myself and Madeline walked forward, and unbeknownst to us, two angels came up to Dr. Valerie and started talking, and we didn't know about it until about, we thought it was about 2 or 3 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was we saw the angels at the crest coming down, and they stopped and disappeared after looking at us for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And we were astonished to see that, and there's so much that happens at the Sacred Grove, so we just had a ball.
I'm looking forward to.
Oh God, you'll have a blast.
Up there.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to walk in there. It's just absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we could have a lot of fun. But Marjorie owns Hydre Me, and it's got 10 organic botanicals in a natural emollient base. It's a hand cream I've been using. And I've been using it on my head because I'm bald, so it feels good putting it on top of my head.
A lot of men do that.
Do they?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have a California sales rep who shaves his head, and he is always putting that on his scalp, and And there's a few naturopath doctors who use it as well. They do scalp treatments with it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's working out very nicely. And as a matter of fact, you know what, Steve? I would like to pay a thank you to you and Dr. Bell and Mikkel for the New Life Expo in New York.
Thank you.
For offering that to the customers and talking a little bit about it. It's a beautiful gift that Mikkel likes the product and wanted to take it to the show. And I'm very truly grateful, and I wanted to say thank you to Paradigm.
Well, thank you so much. We had a lot of fun there,
mm-hmm.
and we used your product. I was using it a lot on my hands because I would sweat a little bit. You know, from doing all the work, all the energy work. And
I'm looking forward to sending you the aftershave balm and the shave gel. You'll love it.
Oh, my goodness. You got that now, too?
I've got it now, too. And guess what? The body wash is in stock, and you did like that. You know,
fantastic.
We had the promos last year. But our products are glycerin-free. They're humectant-free, and the tissue penetration is beautiful. It is very silky feel. Men love it because there really is not any scent to the product. And there's no residual slippery feel. So that's really what people like about the product. And the products are affordable. They're under $20.
Yes.
Yeah, so you probably hear that motorcycle in the background. I'm sitting outside while I'm talking to you.
Oh, terrific.
Right.
Wonderful. Please.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. And
you know, the first ingredient I'm looking at here is purified spring water. And everything is organic. I mean, it's a fabulous product. And I've been using it for quite some time.
Yes, the botanicals are organic, you know. But when you make an emulsion, okay, mm-hmm. and ours is what they call a lotion. However, we call Hydromate a skin nutrition because the botanicals are full of aminos and vitamins and minerals.
Right.
And so consequently, the truth is that it is a nutrition because it's not synthetic and it's not full of glycerin. And glycerin doesn't bring any nutritional value to the skin. It lays on top of the skin, blocks the skin's pores, and it doesn't allow any respiration, and as a mm-hmm. matter of fact, mm-hmm. in a dry climate, glycerin will pull from the skin dehydrate the tissue, which we don't want that. So consequently, we have an alternative, and we call it Hydromate.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you're quite welcome. I've been using it for quite some time, as you know, because I've been, you know, I just believe in it, and I know that... we used it in New York, and we had a lot of luck with it. I mean, it just kept us really hydrated. I mean, I could really feel it working, and it was just a great product. It is a great product.
Well, you know, I'll share with you this, too, and you know I have a receptor, and I was a sterling, okay?
Yes.
And my stone is the ruby. And when I was working at the beginning stages of formulating the Hydromate product with the chemist, I was becoming very weak because I was taking so much physical and mental energy.
Mm-hmm.
It was draining me, and that is when I had first come across Dr. Bell. I heard him on Coast to Coast,
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
instantly was drawn to him and his work. And I said to myself, I have to have a receptor.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I started out with the metal plated.
Right.
And quickly, I needed to upgrade, and I went into the sterling.
Yes.
And the sterling gives strength. And it's interesting to me because I heard you listening to one of your archives last week, and you were talking to a gentleman who was going to have his dipped in gold.
Mm-hmm,
and you
mm-hmm.
were telling him that there's a big
right.
difference between the sterling and the gold. And that
mm-hmm.
the sterling will give you strength and it has a different effect on the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say honestly, yes, it does. And I'm grateful for it in the sense that it gives me more strength and it does help me to accomplish quite a bit during the day, other than its health benefits that it brings, you know, the slowing down of the spiraling of the DNA.
It's a fabulous product. I've been wearing my receptor for about 9 years now, and I had my first one was a silver one with a blue sapphire stone. You know, I had two operations on my heart, so. This has really been helping me. I'm going to be 66 on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's really, really been a really, really good for me, and it's been a lot of fun for me wearing this necklace. And then I moved to a gold one, which, you know, it's professionally, it's really good for me. And,
I would love to upgrade to what you have one day, because when I wear yours, oh my, I feel the wave, waving effect on me. The Sterling blends right with me. I really don't feel anything other than when it's not with me, I know. I come down, essentially, as Dr. Bell would say, you know. But what I did want to talk to you about, Steve, is some of the nutritional things that Dr. Bell talked about. Do you ever talk with him about his archive shows that he talks about with respect to nutrition, clarity, and being careful to watch what you eat, stay away from the meat, because of the effect that it has on consciousness? Okay. Can you help a little bit with that? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, go ahead, please.
No, can you?
You're talking about the nuclear receptor itself?
No, I was Dr. Bell's archive. He talks about nutritional, nutrition and brain function, clarity. Have you ever had a show with him about anything like that that you could talk about right now?
Yes, we did that in terms of... in terms of his products, he has vitamins and minerals that he uses himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the nuclear receptor itself actually is quite interesting in the fact that it's actually helped change the blood in my body and also the nutritional value. Because what happened is that when I use the necklace, at least I can see things changing in terms of my DNA and RNA in the body. And when that happens, the devices itself, it causes a big change in the vitamin and mineral content. It's very interesting to see that I've done. We've talked about it, but not as much as what I would like to talk about. It's quite interesting, but he's got minerals and vitamins that really make a big difference, and it's been helping me all along. On my own level, I think that the nuclear receptor has been a big help for me. But I actually haven't talked to him. At least I don't think I have talked to him about the nutritional value. We need to talk about that some point or other.
Yeah, you know, his archives aren't up sometimes, and I revisit that periodically to refresh, and I can't seem to find them. Those from 2005 and 6. You know.
Yeah, we haven't actually really done too much work with the nutrients and different things. He'll discuss it, and he'll talk about the way things will change in the body, but it's so advanced that he's talking about, sometimes I can't grasp what he's saying to me.
Yeah, I know, me too.
You know, I get lost with it sometimes. You know, it's just, he's an amazing man. I mean, we're the best of friends, and, you know, he'll sit, like last night we were discussing some different things that were happening around the world, and we were discussing also about the medicines that are coming out, the antidepressants, and there was somebody on. We can't really discuss it on the radio tonight because he was trying to stay away from it. But it was basically that things were being changed with this machine. I can't really go into it because we couldn't really discuss serotonin.
Serotonin, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I've already discussed it. So what happened was is this gentleman had a machine, and serotonin actually can get rid of depression. And so what he was talking about last night, that this gentleman had this device, and he's selling it on his internet. Mm-hmm. And it really is making a difference with people that are depressed. His name is Dan Adams. He was a specialist, and he knows how to regulate serotonin without drugs. And so we had to be careful what we said. You know, you can't really discuss some of that stuff. So we need to, you know, we can get ourselves in trouble just talking about it. So That's the thing that I would. But anyhow, we're discussing it. But it's difficult because now there are products out there that actually do do what they say in terms of changing things, and so we got to be careful what we discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really discuss too much about it. I was told not to do that. So
right. Well, you know, the other day when we spoke, I was talking with you about the blue light. Let's do that exercise.
Okay.
The blue light. I think that it's nice to revisit that and to be able to do that on your own. You are such a nice lead-in with that because your voice is so melancholy and meditative.
Well, the blue light, there's some big changes that are happening right now with the blue light.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of blue light that's coming into the planet. There's a lot of light that's going on in the universe, and there's a lot of white light that's happening with it too. So what we can do is I'm bringing that blue light down now. Can you feel that? Can you feel that going through your body?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. So what we're going to do is let's meditate on that. Everybody that's listening, I'm bringing down a blue light. It's almost like a blue ray. And what we'll do is we can actually just shut our eyes and center yourself. And we can bring that blue ray in and just allow that just to soak in your body. And just there we go. That's it. I can feel people taking it in now. And that's really a beautiful light. Yes. How does that feel to you, dear?
You know, it's very calming. You need to be seated.
Yeah.
Put your legs up.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
Take a look at your aura, and you'll see... you'll see a gorgeous yellow light that's surrounding you now. It's very, very bright. Can you see that?
You know, Steve, when you talk about seeing your aura, I try to visualize it. Can I readily see it?
Mm-hmm.
I have to close my eyes.
Can you feel it there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can.
Okay. What we need to do, basically, is... just to soak on it and just allow that to envelope yourself. That's good. You feel yourself calming down a lot?
Yes. And it feels very tingly.
Yeah. And it looks so good.
Wonderful. This
yeah.
is a wonderful exercise.
Yeah.
Can all of us do this on our own feet?
Yes. Actually, what we can do, the blue light looks like it's a light blue. It looks like what it's doing right now. I'm in a meditative state, so let me continue with this. What's happening now is that there's actually black coming out of everybody's body right now, including yours, from this light that's coming in. So what we need to do is just focus on that light. Now it's starting to get lighter. The light is very strong. It's a very strong blue light, but it's, yes, all you need to do is focus on a blue light. It looks like a robin egg. And it can also be darker. And don't be afraid of the darker blue. The darker blue is also very, very helpful. And just allow that to envelope you. And that's really clearing. It's really, really clearing. Do you feel very grounded, very, very centered?
Yes, I feel like I want to take a nap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens with it. It's just a light that's really beautiful. That light was coming through last night along with the rainbow. I mean, it was just, we were discussing that last night about the lights that were coming in and changing color in my room. But it looks like a robin egg color, and it's really, really beautiful. And it can be darker, too. It can change shades. But blue is God's color. Matter of fact, I'm going to a bar mitzvah dinner this evening, and I'm wearing a robin egg shirt.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, so it's really very calming. What I'm going to do is that I'm bringing that in, and just it just feels so good. Can you feel your stomach opening now?
Yes, I feel like that immediately.
Right. It was going into my gut, and I'm feeling you, so I'm mirroring what's going on with you, and I'm mirroring everybody else. So that's what happens now. It's turning into a very light, white light color right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the colors are starting to change. It's really interesting how this stuff really works. It's so fascinating to see colors change. What it's doing right now is that it's going into my spine. And I'm allowing that just to go through my body. Everybody that's within your hearing range, if you can just allow that to go into your spine, that'll help you. If you have different kinds of things going on with you, that'll certainly help your inner spine. So I'm watching it going in. It seems to be, do you feel a little shaky right now?
I do.
Yeah, it's going into the spine and it's really clearing things, so. If anybody else feels shaky out there, it's normal. Any time that you're dealing with the spine, and you're changing color, bringing in a God's color, it's just it's really wonderful. What we could do to add to this, if we want, we can say, "I breathe in the breath of God," and just breathe that right into your spine. That's it. You'll feel that go all the way down to your coccyx area and all the way down your legs and out. It's really fabulous to see. It's I'm watching the blue light. It's so beautiful.
And it brings the blood pressure down, too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I'm a diabetic, so it also helps with diabetes, just to breathe this light in. So that's really important to do. You know, we have such gifts on this planet, and all we need to do is learn that it's so easy to use. God did not want us to do things that were so tough that we couldn't think about how to work it. It's everything is natural. It's just so easy to bring this in.
I'm so glad you're here, Steve. It's such a beautiful blessing to be able to talk with you on the air and to have you as a friend, and we love you very, very much.
Well, with a friend like you, it's not hard. But it's wonderful. So what we'll do is, I guess what we're going to do is use this color. Now, it's coming out of my fingertips, and I'm aiming it towards the wall. And I'm seeing white light against the wall, so I presume it's, it's quite interesting stuff. If anybody else is out there that wants to come in and tune in and talk to us, please do. It's
like
open mic time tonight, so we can all talk together and have some fun with this. So
would you like to say hello to John?
Huh?
Would you like to say hello to John?
Oh, sure.
Hold on.
Absolutely.
I'll get him.
Sure.
It's been a long time since you spoke to him.
Anyhow, it's a lot of fun using this blue light. It's we were talking about that the other day, discussing it. And,
here he is. Come on.
It's a lot of fun to use that kind of light. The vibratory qualities are very high.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. How do you like the light? Have you been feeling the light?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Wonderful, that's great. I'm so glad to talk to you for a second or two.
Yeah. Yeah, just before you said that you were sending it, I felt it.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Were you sitting there and contemplating on it? Did you feel it about 5 minutes ago or so?
Yeah, just as you said you were sending it, just like a
wonderful.
Second before that, I felt
wonderful.
It.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're sending that around the world, so anybody that's tuning in will be able to feel that kind of energy. And usually a lot of people do get that, so it's wonderful. You guys are going to have to come to Rochester soon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We just got to plan it out.
That's great. Well, we'll discuss it at some point. I'm sending you a lot of light and love, John. And you're just clearing right now, so that's really good. I can feel the energy clearing. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Very good. Well, put my buddy back on the phone.
Okay, let me find her.
Hi, Steve. I'm back.
Yeah, he's receiving a tremendous amount of light right now, and he's clearing, so that'll be good.
He loves you so very much.
Thank you.
You know, for working on us when we come to visit.
Thank you.
I'd like to do now is say goodbye to you so your other callers can speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Audience, and I'll be talking with you soon to schedule a time when we can come visit.
Love you, sweetie.
I love you, too. Good night.
Good night. It's always nice having friends calling like that and just warming up the show. It's so lovely. What we need to do, we were discussing about the nuclear receptor and what changes can happen with that. And the nuclear receptor, the first time I put it on, within I think about 3 or 4 days, I had a blue sapphire. I wore that sapphire for 8 years. And had remarkable discoveries and wonderful feelings about that. I was walking in a place called Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, and what happened was I was walking and I felt a lot of black pouring out of my back. And so I called Fred, and Fred said, well, that's all the x-rays that you ever had. It was coming straight out of my back. And right after that, I saw a tremendous amount of light, white light, come through the receptor and just filtrate right through my whole body. And I was actually going into my cells. I was looking I would say within 2 or 3 months, I was actually going into my brain and actually looking at the brain changing. It's amazing what happens with this necklace. I guess, as I said, Fred uses me as a guinea pig to find out what's going on. And I remember looking very distinctly at my brain and watching watching everything changing in my brain. I was watching the mercury coming out. I was watching other toxins coming out. I was watching toxins going through my kidneys, my liver. My liver was being cleansed. The kidneys were being cleansed. Everything in my body was being changed from this little necklace. It's only about an inch and a half wide. And so every time I put it on now, what happens is that when you put on the necklace, I wash it every day because we do have some stuff that builds up around us and in us, and it helps the necklace to wash. And I remember every day, even today, when I put this on, a lot of white light just opening up my heart and going through the back chakra of the heart, which is really important. So I know the necklace is working. It's quite a device. It's really a lot of fun. What I've been able to do now is when people call me here privately or on the radio, and I have my sheet in front of me tonight with the different kinds of stones, I can actually take the color of the stone or the stone itself, whatever it is, and change the stone for a couple minutes in the necklace to be able to give people a feeling of what that stone actually feels like, rather than to just to do kinesiology, to give a person the idea this is the energy that will be coming through that particular stone. So I've been able to do that, and that makes a real big difference. So it's been a lot of fun doing that with people, and so I guess I'm doing a lot of growing with all this stuff, just like everybody else is on the planet. And it's really a lot of fun working with everybody, or as many people as I possibly can. But the necklaces are really great. The super receptor is quite interesting. I've got one now that's 18 karat gold. It's got diamonds and platinum bridge, and it's quite potent. It's really, really interesting to work with and to use. The projector itself is quite a device also. It's made some big changes in me in terms of having things come to me instantaneously, or having changes done instantaneously in terms of many, many different kinds of thoughts and different kinds of power that I need to, you know, project myself into the universe even further. So I've been able to do that. I'm doing a lot of different work with that now, actually being more in contact into a deeper part of the universe. So it's really a lot of fun to use, and I would suggest if you want to make changes, it's really great to do. I had mentioned that I took somebody to Social Security, and the computer was down, and I actually turned the computer back on. Don't want to keep this story as long as I can, but as short as I can, actually. And the printer was off, and I turned the printer on. However long that stayed on after my friend and I left, I'm just not sure, but it did work at that particular point for us. And so you can ask for different things, and it will come right to you. But you need to believe in what you're thinking of. In other words, if you're thinking about asking for good health, what I would do is really believe that you're going to have good health. And the projector will project that into the universe, and you'll receive what you want. So you can have anything you want as long as you can project what you want and have truth in the fact that that's what you really want. And it'll work. I mean, it's really, really fabulous. It does work for me. So on that note, that's about the projectors and the receptors. On the other note is what I'd like to discuss tonight is love, and what we can do with love, what we can do with the interest of getting in contact with the love that we have inside, and to be able to share that with everybody on the planet, or be able to share it with our loved ones. I think it's really important to do. I don't think that we really do that enough, and I think I'm dedicating my life to that, to pass love through the universe, through the planet, and it's something that's very important for me to do. I've been using it for a tremendous amount of time now, and I'm trying to pass as much love as I possibly can, and compassion, which is really, really important. We don't actually have enough of that. It's like we're running at 50,000 miles an hour, trying to do our jobs, trying to do things that are, it's so fast. I'm trying to understand where we're going at a rate that's so fast. It's like we're not even ourselves anymore. And I've been able to slow myself down and to be able to understand what I'm projecting out there and that's love of God, love of the universe, and love of ourselves. And I think it's really important that we do that for our own growth. And we need to slow down. We need to be able to say, I'm a human being. I don't have to rush so fast. And I think it's very important that people get into meditation. I've been meditating for a lot of years, and it seems to be helping me an awful lot. But to no avail. A lot of people are not doing that, but a lot of people are doing that. And it's really, really wonderful to be able to get in touch with that and to be able to really project love around the world and in the world. What I've been able to do is make a connection to heaven. And I take that light through me, through the center of the earth, which is pure white light also in the center of the earth, and to be able to bring that energy up to the planet in terms of the outward side of the planet where we can actually feel it more. We're so connected to the planet, and we don't have the feeling anymore because nobody's walking, nobody's taking their shoes off, they're not walking in the grass. We're not feeling the magnetism of the planet. And that's really important to do. I think it's very important that people take their shoes and socks off and walk on the dirt or on the grass and just enjoy it. It's so important to do. We just don't take the time to do that anymore. I think that we're just moving so fast that we're actually missing our humanness, which is part of the earth. And that's what we're missing. So I would highly suggest that we do take our shoes off, that we do walk on the sand or on the dirt or on the grass or hug trees. I mean, there's so much love out there. I remember about a year and a half ago, I was actually seeing the eyes of trees, and they're so beautiful. They look at us. They can see us just as well as we can see them. And it's so beautiful to do that. I mean, to share that kind of energy with a tree. They are just as much feeling as we are. Why I was given that effect to do, I have no idea other than it just felt wonderful to see the eyes looking at me and be able to see the soul of the tree. And believe it or not, the soul of the tree looks like us. It's really amazing. It looks like a person inside a tree. And it goes up about 6 feet high. It looks like a person in the tree. And to think that we're the only people on the planet that can feel and see and do, it's not the case. Even flowers have eyes. I mean, it's so fabulous to be able to see these things. If more people would tune into nature, if more people would tune into themselves, please do that. I mean, it's so wonderful to do, to be able to touch the earth, to be able to see the earth, to be able to see these plants and the trees and the eyes of trees and the eyes of plants. It's just absolutely beautiful to see. There's a lot to do. There's a tremendous amount to do. And it's just really fabulous. I guess Dr. Colin Ross, May 23rd, is going to be on the Fred Bell Show, and he is a fabulous man. I remember he's a psychological trauma person, and I remember him being on the Fred Bell Show, and he was discussing all the pills, all of everything that was coming down the pike. And something that struck me very, very interesting is that a lot of the antidepressants, he says that they were given a test. They were given pills that were antidepressants, and they were given pills that were. And more people were actually feeling the negative pill. In other words, the pill with nothing in it. And they were able to feel that and be healed as much as the people were that were taking antidepressants. So it's very interesting. He's quite an interesting guy. So if you can, I would tune into that, Colin Ross on May 23rd. Tonight, it's been an interesting night for me. I just I've been busy all day doing a lot of energy work with a lot of people, and so it's a lot of fun working with people. If we can, what I would like to do is to go into that meditation again, if we can, where we connect to our hearts. I have a way of connecting people to their hearts and being able to feel the energy within ourselves and be able to feel the center of the heart, and that's where God resides. So if we can, just shut your eyes a minute and just focus on the heart, and let's go take a visit in the heart. That's it. That's great. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that good. There's a lot of people are doing this with me. It's really wonderful. I can feel it. Okay, we're just about into the center of the heart now. You should see a lot of light in the center of the heart. And it also looks, some people will be able to look at it as a lake. It's just a very flat lake effect of water. Or it could just be a lot of light. And just bathe in there. Just bathe in your own heart. It should feel very, very good. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself becoming more expansive right now. We're just about to the center of the heart right now. So what I'm not going to do, what I am going to do, is not say anything for about 30 seconds. I'll let you just to feel the energy of heaven. You feel the energy of God right now, so I'm not going to say anything for 30 seconds. That's great. Good. Now we're just going to go back up. That's it. You should feel a lot more centered and balanced and a lot more open. If anybody would like to call and have a healing, I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can. It would be a lot of fun to work on somebody this evening if anybody would like to call. Again, those numbers, let me get to the page here that I was working with, is 1-877-876-5227 in the United States. 1-530-876-3222 is a direct line, and 1-888-815-9756 if anybody's interested in calling. I'm more than happy to help. I know that the blue light was going through a lot of people this evening, including my friends that had called, so that should help out a tremendous amount. It feels really good. Everybody that was taking that meditation, you're going to feel a lot better. You should feel a lot better now. It's very grounding and very balancing. It feels really, really good to me. The next thing we need to talk about is sending love to the planet. It's so important. Our planet actually breathes. It has chakras on it. It's a very, very loving planet, and it wants to help us as much as we want to help it. And what we need to do is just send the planet a tremendous amount of love. And you can do that by doing the meditation that we were doing last week. And this week going through the heart and also going and connecting to the center of the planet, where there's a tremendous amount of light, and bring that light up to the planet that'll actually change the frequency of the Earth. I know there's a lot of people doing that with me a couple of weeks ago, and we could actually feel the energy changing and shifting on the Earth. So the energies that are coming into the planet are so powerful that it's a shame that we don't use these energies. And I guess that's what I'm here for, to help as much as I possibly can. So, that's it. That's it. That's really good. There's a lot of people out there working with that energy now. That's really good. As a matter of fact, if you feel that right now, you'll feel yourself being more expansive. Number one, because we did the hard work, and number two, because we're at the center of the planet. It's really great. It really feels wonderful to do. If you take a good deep breath, I think you'll find that your aura will be more accessible in terms of opening up. That's really, really great to do. I'm sorry those two people didn't give me a call tonight. That would have been a lot of fun to talk to them, to see how they were doing after what happened with them. It would have been fun to do and listen to them. But the energy of the planet is really changing, and we're actually doing that. There's a lot of people that are doing a lot of different things on the planet to make it better. And I think it's very important that we all take advantage of it as much as we possibly can, to make things better for our children, to make things better for ourselves. I think it's wonderful that we're all doing this together. I think it's really, really great. I want to thank everybody for listening and doing these exercises. It'll make you much clearer. It'll make things more defined in your mind and in your life. It'll make you feel a lot more and be a lot more compassionate with your family and your wives and your children and your husbands. I think it's really wonderful that we do this kind of exercise. It's really wonderful. It's a life change for me, and I know it could be a life change for you. It's just it's wonderful to be able to help and be able to open people up to manifest more love within themselves. It's just so much fun. So it'd be great fun to do that with everybody as much as I possibly can. Anyhow, we didn't have any phone calls tonight other than my friend, and that's okay. Tonight's been quite an interesting evening on the radio show. It's been quite a day for me, so it's been very interesting the whole day long. And there's a lot of new energy that's coming in, and my focus has been on that energy, and it's been quite interesting. We're going to be discussing a new energy that's coming in right now also. I need to meditate on it and to be able to talk about it next week. But it seems to be extremely potent. And sometimes when I get in touch with these energies, they're so powerful, it's actually overwhelming for me sometimes. So it'll take me a few days to be able to absorb this energy and to sit down and meditate and figure out what's going on so I could tell you about it. It's really, really interesting stuff. But anyhow, please use your compassion. Use your love. Use everything that you can to help the planet, to help ourselves. Keep our minds clear of everything that we need to do for the planet, for ourselves. And also, please understand that anything that I do is not going to hurt. Anything I do is all for love. It's all for everything that's good on the planet, compassion, love, harmony. And that's the work that I do. That's all that I know how to do. And I've been doing that for the last eight months on the radio, and it's been a lot of fun for me. So that's what I'm doing now. I think that's all that I have to discuss this evening, other than to send out a lot of love and a lot of understanding. This new energy is very, very powerful and very potent. It just contacted me a few hours ago. And usually I'm very centered. And I am centered now, but it's really, it's very, very powerful. So I'm trying to understand it as much as I possibly can. It just hit me on the radio about 25 minutes ago. So it's really, really quite interesting. The vibration that's coming through from it is very clearing and very, very powerful. I would say on a level from 1 to 10, it's a 10. So it's really really a potent energy. It's been wonderful. Well, anyhow, have a good evening. Thank you so much for listening. And talk to you next week. Bye-bye.